Call the Intelligent Designer. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Searching today for something not about John Mark Carr and his cosmetic hair removal surgery in preparation for a sex change operation in Thailand, I came across this headline. Treaty to plug ozone hole causes a new problem. It's been so long since we heard from the ozone hole. I thought we'd plugged it long ago, but no, we're still trying. And as a result of our efforts to save the ozone, we may be adding to global warming. That's what it says. Which drives me nuts because the ozone hole is mostly over Antarctica, where I hardly ever go, while global warming, as the name implies, is global. What happened is that the ozone-friendly products we all switched to also turn out to be global warming-friendly. So in the process of protecting ourselves from sunburn, our crops dry up and we die of thirst. And of course, the biggest culprits are the very gases that make air conditioners work. You see, you just can't win. I see only one way out. It is time to test intelligent design theory. I talked last week with the author of the latest book on intelligent design, and he couldn't say when the intelligent designer would decide to tinker with creation again, but if that designer is out there, this would be a good time. He needs to step in and redesign us for a warmer climate, okay? Bigger sweat glands, darker skin, at least for us white people, better UVB tolerance in case we have to give up on the ozone hole, maybe humps on our back so we can retain water longer. And as long as he's at it, install a little knob that can change you into the opposite sex without having to go to Thailand. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.